trigger warning. What you are about to hear may expose you to new perspectives that could challenge your preconceived notions. Trigger warning. The following may contain attempts at humor that may poke fun at particular groups, individuals, and current events that you take far too seriously. If you find yourself becoming triggered, stick your fingers in your ears and run around in circles going la 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 until there are no more boo-boo words going into your baby ears. This has been a trigger warning.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. chats with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello.
Primaries in Maryland and West Virginia giving Republicans a boost in their bid to win control of the U.S. Senate. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan claimed the Republican nomination in what will be a marquee race against Democrat Angela Alsobrooks. In West Virginia, Republican Governor Jim Justice capturing the GOP Senate nomination faced Democrat Glenn Elliott in November. President Biden has green-lighted more military aid for Israel, $1 billion worth of additional aid for the Jewish state as it battles Hamas in Gaza. Some high-profile Republicans rallying to former President Trump's side as his New York trial continues. Today it's a day off for testimony in the Trump trial in New York. More than 120 wildfires are burning in Canada. Those fires fouling the air across parts of the U.S. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 13 points, Nasdaq futures down a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You know, I'm really over the whole hump day thing. Hump.
I do like that old throwback commercial, though.
The Geico, that was cool. Yeah. And what do camels have? They have humps. But people have humps, too.
Yeah.
They just keep them to themselves. Welcome to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Before we get to the forecast, it's obviously incredible out. But it's going to be short-lived. Rich will have details in a moment. But Red Lobster just posted this on Facebook, closing 99 locations.
Well, I've heard they were in trouble. And one of the things that got them in trouble was endless shrimp.
Yeah. I have given them the Dylan Mulvaney Marketing Award for bad ideas, man. Because that little promotion, apparently, they're not... They won't come full out and admit that it's bankrupting them.
Yeah.
But it's pretty bad. I mean, they're not even attempting to salvage these. They're shutting down 99 stores, including stores in places that, like Auburn, where you expect them to thrive.
Well, I was going to say, is Montgomery on that list?
You know what? I'm going to check the complete list because it's in that, it's in the thing. All right, where's the full list? Oh, my goodness, Timmy. I had a little bit of the breakfast special that you had today. Oh. We rocketed past the 200 mark yesterday.
Oh, we sure did. 230, and you and I were privately rooting for 200 yesterday morning and speculating that this could be a 200 day, and we got to 230 last time I looked.
By the way, in Alabama, there are locations in Auburn, Decatur, and Huntsville are the only ones closing.
I see.
We will still have Red Lobster. For the time being.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
We had a beautiful sunrise 22 minutes ago. And yes, we were able to see the sunrise. Now, I woke up to some thunder and lightning in the middle of the night, but that's out of the area now.
Man, there was some stuff off to the east last night that was spectacular from a distance.
Right. So we're done. Right? And we're in between storm systems, at least briefly. All right, so a nice break today, mostly sunny and warm with a high around 85 on the 15th day of May. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 62, so very comfortable. Sunny and warm, 88 tomorrow, clouds increasing later in the day, but we're dry through the evening. Risk of showers and possibly some thunderstorms start in the wee hours of Friday morning. Then showers and thunderstorms likely on Friday, especially by afternoon and evening. Some storms strong, possibly severe. Storm. The folks at the Weather Service are now a little bit more edgy about the Friday's severe risk, so we'll watch it. Locally heavy rainfall. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue Saturday, but we're dry Sunday. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 8 miles per hour. A few high clouds, but mostly clear. It's 68 at 612.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I'm sorry, are we back?
Oh, you know what today is?
I kind of like to hear the answer to that question myself.
That's part of my job here as host, is to tell you what day of the week it is.
There's a 30% chance it's already Wednesday.
There's a small chance that that's 100% true.
That doesn't make sense.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's
the fact, Jack!
3, 2, 1,
lift off. Let's go, boys. It's showtime.
All right, we've already awarded Red Lobster the marketing award for how to put yourself out of business. Are you listening, Bud Light? You know, they still will not tell you how much damage was done by the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. We know that their sales went down 30%. Their stock, the company, lost millions and millions of dollars in value.
But
I don't think it's been recouped.
I'm seeing a lot of billboards that are advertising Bud Light now. I think they're trying to sneak back in.
They are, but it's like the internet remembers everything. In fact, we're going to find out about relative to Jerry Seinfeld here in just a minute. But right now it's 6:13.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
AI, that's all we hear about, right? Yeah. It's eventually going to, I think, take over everything and ruin the world.
You are correct, sir.
But, well, as a matter of fact, you can live forever because we can make an AI Rich Thomas. But it's now reached the point where this particular application is available to people so they can leave behind an AI copy of themselves created before you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
You set it up so that you give your family something they can interact with once you're gone. So they can talk to it, they can ask you questions. The individual, now it's not cheap, it's about $10,000 to $15,000, but if you want to leave an artificial intelligence version of yourself for your loved ones so they can talk to you after you're gone, you've got that kind of money to drop, you can do it.
Boy, Rick could have saved a lot of money over the last 8 years with me.
Oh,
with AI rich.
No, there's people would insist that we want real rich. We don't want AI rich.
I want to be real rich.
I don't think AI rich can be nearly as
adorable
as you are in your real sense. So what would that sound like? If you left a copy of yourself behind for your kids.
Now, thanks to AI, your parents can talk to you forever.
Wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you.
Just have your mom or dad input memories and their voice.
Money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
I'll wash your mouth out with soap.
And you'll be able to listen to them in perpetuity.
Close the door. Were you raised in a barn?
Stop crying, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Your loved ones' voices will live forever.
I brought you into this world, and I'll just as soon take you out.
Your face is going to freeze that way.
Nightmares, cold sweats, and counseling not included.
Don't make me pull this car over.
So, yeah, every cliche you've ever used. All the stuff, I know this, you know, when I was growing up, I would never say that to my kid. Guess what? I said all those things to my kid. That's just the way it works. So, now we know that we can, instead of just leaving money behind, what would you rather have? Money or a little piece of me? How about me?
No.
Money?
Uh-huh.
Hey, look who just walked in the door here.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
I brought them espresso this morning.
They did have their coffee.
Morning.
What's new?
no. nothing. Did we not hit that earlier?
No. No, I was holding the door for you this morning.
Yeah, because I was walking in, I was about to hold the door open for you.
No.
And then you held the other door open for me, and it was a gentleman standoff.
Yes, it was.
After you, sir. No, after you. I insist, after you.
After you.
And then you do that age before beauty thing. Yeah.
That's why Jay got in first. It is 16 minutes after 6 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Oh, I should mention, too, that Applied Security, who brought you that news about leaving an AI version of yourself behind, and that is rocket science, without a doubt. They would love to help secure your home, business, or property by installing systems that are easy to work with but incredibly effective. We've been using them for over 20 years now at Blue Water Broadcasting. And we save on monthly monitoring here, just like you will. It starts under $30 a month. Now, if you want something really complicated or something that's hypersensitive that goes off if a particle of dust goes floating by the monitor, false alarms and all that, find somebody else. But if you want to save money with systems that are easy to work with but incredibly effective, Mark and Vicky, they support our message. They've been with us for a long, long time. So we hope when you have a chance to look into home security or security for business or property, you will pick them. They're just great people. 279-8338. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. We mentioned almost 100 red lobsters are going to cack. Something else is going bye-bye. Another American icon. Are you ready for this? The animatronic band at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no.
I thought they already went away.
I don't know. I mean, no. This is, the official announcement is out. And that kind of, for many kids, that's their first concert. Isn't it?
That right. Makes sense.
It does.
In a way, mine would have been showbiz. I was not a Chuck E. Cheese guy. I was a Showbiz guy.
No. Showbiz pizza?
Yeah, we had a Showbiz pizza here before we had Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, what did they have for little tots like Jay Scott when they...
I mean, almost the same thing.
Yeah, they had the little show going.
The animatronic band.
Yeah.
Games all over. Pizza as well.
But they didn't have a rock star like Chuck E. Cheese that would come out.
The only reason Showbiz Pizza exists was because of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm wondering...
Or vice versa. I can't remember. One or the other. One existed because the other guy couldn't get franchise rights,
and
so he made his own.
Could they have sued the other one for infringement, you know, doing the same thing?
No. What I understand, they were completely free to do this because they were something completely different.
I see.
As far as everything, I mean, it was basically the same.
Yeah.
There's a whole... John Oliver did a whole bit on the entire history of Showbiz Pizza.
Really?
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
It was one of those times he was off, he wasn't doing anything, and so he just did a YouTube upload. It was just on that one subject.
Huh.
And it talked about... how they ordered the Chuck E. Cheese mascot was supposed to be a wolf, but what they got was something that didn't look like a wolf at all, and so they had to change their entire branding to be about a mouse. And yeah.
Couldn't they send the mousy-looking wolf back and get it redone?
I think because of money and time, they didn't have it.
See, I've always questioned the wisdom of having a rodent
as your mascot. I got
in a restaurant.
I know.
Well, how about Bucky's?
Well,
that's a gas station.
Well,
it is a gas station. First and foremost, it's a gas station.
Yeah.
Okay, they sell gas.
I understand what you're saying.
But you got to remember that Bucky is a
nice beaver. Help you with that.
What would be another? It's, I don't know. Roach. Well, no, not Roach Motels, but you know, it's like having a roach for a mascot at a restaurant or something. You know,
yeah,
it's kind of gross. Really, coming down to cockies.
You know,
Chucky gets nervous when he sees the exterminator truck pull up.
We've talked about this before, but at Red Lobster, I've always felt bad. The aquarium there with all the...
You don't walk by a pasture before you go into McDonald's.
Yeah, I'll take that cow.
Butcher that one for me, please.
I have managed to maintain that block, that protected block, so you don't look at a cow and think of a hamburger.
Yeah, okay.
I think you and probably millions of others have been able to maintain that as well.
And even here this week, we really take advantage of pigs. Even this morning.
All the sausage and stuff you make him.
Let's see what kind of a start
it took
we're
him a minute.
Sausage.
The breakfast special this morning.
You had bacon yesterday or 2 days ago?
There's sausage back there for you,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. I got pig, too.
I grilled it this morning.
And why is it
in the dawn's early light.
Why is it pigs at breakfast? You don't have chicken at breakfast.
No, we're almost
oh, you
20.
Do. We're at chicken 20. Biscuits, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I made the little eggs and a raft thing for little Richie today. So he could feel like a boy again. It's not bad looking, though. Look at that nice grill.
My buddy Jeff used to call that what? Egg, what is it? Egg in the hole?
Is that a hole in the bread?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You put the yolk in there and
really?
Fry it up.
The yolk's on me.
I had no idea.
If you do it right, it cooks the yolk and browns the bread at about the same pace, so it's
like
all
a
even.
Weird French toast.
Yeah.
But not.
Hey, do you like French toast? I got to make the challah bread French toast one of these days. That was good.
Yes, I do like French toast.
Okay.
I'm not a waffle guy. I am not a pancake guy, but French toast and...
French toast and bacon tomorrow.
You don't do waffles or pancakes, huh?
No.
Really?
No.
Too doughy, or what's the deal?
I can't explain it. I will do, like, for instance, I saw a... I'm going to forward you this special on New Orleans that I saw. I learned so much during the night. Anyway... Cafe Du Monde, what is that called?
The beignet.
The beignet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm okay with beignets, too, as far as, but that's where I draw the line on pastries. French bread, French toast, and maybe beignets on pastries.
Well, I've had the beignets at Cafe Du Monde. They're really good.
Oh, yeah.
And so is the coffee.
And the coffee is not, it's called chicory, yes?
It's
chicory.
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah, it's not coffee. It's chicory.
Well, whatever it was real good.
Yeah.
And I've only been there. I went there the first weekend I was in town. We Ubered into the French Quarter because it's tough to park around there. And we saw everything, and I haven't really felt inclined or rushed to go back.
Well,
we are in the Garden District most of the time where the streetcar is. Nice, great restaurants.
Oh, man.
And I don't go down there to run around like a chicken with my head cut off. I go down there to visit Goose and eat some good food and relax.
I learned so much history that I didn't know, and I'm gonna forward that to you this morning.
Well, you'll learn a lot that you didn't know when you listen to this radio station. I'll tell you that right now, including 1819 News coming up, and you'll also learn how the roads are doing as we start out this Wednesday morning. Yeah. First, though, let's check in with Skipper, get his take on the drive to work.
Well, we're still looking good all over the area this morning. Traffic beginning to build as folks get up and get out on the roads. And we're already seeing a lot of folks on 231 out of Wetumpka. Taylor Road, light to moderate. The boulevard's light to moderate, but building I-65 and 85 a little busy through the interchange. but no problems out there so far this morning. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Trenum State Community College will host on-campus registration on the days of May 21st at Patterson Campus, May 23rd at Trenum Campus, 8 to 6 p.m. Admissions, financial aid, advisors, all going to be on hand. Enroll at Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chang.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville speaks further about his time in a New York City courtroom to support Donald Trump this past Monday as Trump undergoes yet another trial. Tuberville was on Fox Business with Larry Kudlow, saying that despite all the courthouse chaos, Trump remains upbeat.
I can't believe it. I mean, he sits there all day and he's good spirits. He knows he's going to have an opportunity to get through this. His, you know, personality and being a leader, and the other one is Joe Biden and the Democrats are ruining this country. Our country is in bad trouble, from the border to crime to inflation. Everything is going wrong. There's not one good thing happening right now. We're looking down the barrel of three wars overseas. We couldn't fight one right now with the military we have. We're so woke. But that being said, President Trump is a guy that can wake this country up and get us back on the right track.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Huntsville City had cleanup crews working for the past several days to remove the storm debris that was caused by last week's severe winds and rain and three tornadoes that came through that area. Huntsville City officials tell WAFF News that 1.4 million pounds of trash, downed trees, and debris were removed from areas in the city. There is still some serious storm damage to deal with at the Maple Hill Cemetery. That cemetery has been closed for several days. A $1,000 reward is now being offered in Geneva County to find the person responsible for burning a wooden bridge this past weekend. The reward is being offered by the Geneva County District Attorney's Office. The blaze completely destroyed the bridge, which will affect farming routes, school buses, and community activity in that area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, Montgomery. Mark Talley here, host of The Score on WCOV Fox 20. I'd like to invite you to join us weekday mornings at 6 on Fox 20 for the latest sports news and insight. You can also check out show clips or stream entire episodes of The Score at WCOV.com. On The Score, we bring you the best high school, college, and professional sports news for Central Alabama. Join us on The Score weekdays, 6 a.m. on WCOV Fox 20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
You obtuse piece of lobster.
This is so stupid.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich, turns out we've been watching What is Hot on Apple TV, the Franklin series.
Yeah.
It's doing very, very well.
Is that right?
Yes. In fact, and again, this goes to how warped thinking has gotten us. People are surprised that people are interested in a series about one of the key people that founded the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And now there's a song.
Oh.
In honor of Franklin.
Let's hear this.
With Michael Douglas.
Okay.
Hey, Ben Franklin.
I am Benjamin Franklin.
He is a founding father.
He's a representative of the United States.
Played by Michael Douglas.
In our war against England.
Hooking up with ladies.
We both know you are trouble.
He went to France to get their assistance. And they liked him because he put a key on a kite string.
They have it in their heads that I invented electricity.
It's Ben Franklin.
There you go.
I think he will be nominated.
Look. He's not somebody I'm prone... I got to see what he's doing before I'll even buy into whatever character he's playing.
Yeah.
I thought he pulled this off really well.
He did.
And I'm interested in history. I like stories that are based on fact.
The guy that's doing Lafayette is pretty good.
Yeah.
His grandson, Franklin's grandson.
Yeah, the cutie pie in the series, right? He's he's like a little teen idol type guy, right?
Yeah.
And that relationship with Franklin and his grandson is fun. His son was loyal to the king.
Estranged.
Did not want American independence.
Very much estranged for decades.
So you could say that Franklin's middle kid was a...
Rectum?
Yeah. Did they use that term back then?
I'm sure they did.
Well, we've heard a couple of terms that we hear commonly now that were used in the 18th century.
We heard one of those F words.
Yeah.
And in France.
But not by Ben Franklin.
No, no. You gotta
maintain your dignity when you know you're going to be on the $100 bill one day. Just the way it is. All right, up next, we have the timeline for May 15th. Payday today.
Oh! Do you know how many people think that Franklin was a president?
Oh, well, that's distressing because that's our school system. You know, we're not teaching anything meaningful. In fact, all they're teaching about the founders is, well, they were just a bunch of racist white guys who... slave owners and all that, never giving the brilliance of our Constitution and the fact that it is living in the sense that if something is obviously wrong with it, it can be fixed. The amendment process. So I don't know why they... that's what they're teaching, American hatred.
When they're asking history questions out on the streets, you've seen those. In fact, you've played them.
I've got a good one from Mark Dice. We could play it in the 8 o'clock hour if we are so inclined.
Yeah, sure.
6:32, a quick break here, and then back with the timeline for the middle of May.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCO.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Wendy's now offers a 50-piece chicken nugget meal. It's for people who find the triple baconator too heart healthy. A passenger is suing Delta for $1 million, saying he broke a rib when he leaned on his armrest and it collapsed. Sounds crazy to the rest of us, because that guy had an entire armrest to himself? Drew Barrymore says she has a bearded dragon. Wow, Drew, TMI. And George Clooney will make his Broadway debut in a new play. Expect him to do well, because the Broadway play isn't Batman. This is not headline news.
At 6:35 with the time line for May the 15th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
135 days into the year, 230 days are left. It's break glass ceiling day. What is that having to do something with the female movement?
Believe so.
Yeah, something like that.
But I heard it in specific application to somebody yesterday, and now I can't remember who it was. But somebody who truly did. Oh, I remember. Ann Collister.
Oh, yes.
Larry Stevens was here yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
And we took some time to pay tribute to her. And she was so good to me when I first got here. I thought somebody that steeped in Montgomery radio might find me objectionable. But she liked me and treated me and bought me some meals.
She took a 21-year-old boy under her wing, so to speak, and became almost like a mother figure to me at WHHY. She worked till she was 88.
She was in our business for 70-plus years. That alone should get her a special recognition, but just a terrific person.
By the way, folks, if you want to go on...
And she was rare. There were no women salesmen at the time she broke in 1954. Check that out.
She was a trailblazer. There's no doubt about it. Her service is at Taylor Road Baptist noon Friday.
She was in the business before I was born.
She was before I was born, bud.
Well, the detector didn't go off, so I guess it's true.
We're doing the timeline, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. We got National Chocolate Chip Day. Why would that be on in May? Why wouldn't that be closer to the holidays, Chocolate Chip Day?
I don't know.
It's National Slider Day. Now, it's also, of course, May is National Hamburger Month. Now, White Castle today will be rewarding its patrons with free sliders. So you'd have to really start driving right now to get to a White Castle. I think the closest one might be in Tennessee. It's Straw Hat Day. I've never worn a straw hat. It's juice.
You've never really lived then.
Yeah. Hey, anybody got a straw hat we can get rich? Can we post a picture if somebody brings
you used to have one in here, I swear. Not in this room.
I think it was from some campaign years ago.
It was in the studio.
I would have to have...
Maybe it's still upstairs with the rats.
It probably is.
Flannel shirt and suspenders, too.
Or the children in the attic. Yeah.
And it's Bring Flowers to Someone Day. I'd rather you bring me flowers than a straw hat. 1928, Mickey Mouse made his first ever appearance in a silent film.
Big day for rodents.
Yeah, it was called Plane Crazy. Plane Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, speaking of planes, on this date in 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess when she went on duty aboard a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy, the Wi-Fi back on planes in 1930.
Tomorrow we commemorate the anniversary of the pilot of that plane being the first to have sex with a flight attendant.
The Mile High Club.
Yeah.
1940, nylon stockings went on sale for the first time in the United States. Weren't they banned in the World War II?
Because the material was needed for parachutes.
So
women would draw, and back then they had seams, which was supposed to be down the back of the leg. So women would draw seams down the back of the leg so it looked like they were wearing pants.
Oh, I see. 1940, McDonald's opens the first restaurant. 1940. That was in San Bernardino, California, and that was the McDonald brothers.
Yeah.
Before Ray Kroc, who was not a nice guy, took over. 1941, Joe DiMaggio's record about 56-game hitting streak began on this date. DiMaggio got a hit in every game until July 17th.
Do you know that he went hitless after that? How many? It was 54?
56.
56. He was hitless in game 57 and then hit in 18 or 19 straight after that.
Oh, really? He missed one?
And that game, he had two close calls. So it really came this close to being like a 77 or 80 game streak. It was pretty impressive.
Now Joe has left and gone away, though.
Yeah, I met Joe.
Also on that day in 1941, the first Allied jet flies successfully over Cranwell, England. The first Allied aircraft using jet propulsion, 1941.
Crabwell Corners, England.
1942, Ronald Reagan applies for a transfer to the Army Air Force. He would eventually put his thespian background to use on World War II propaganda films because I think he had some sort of medical situation where
He wanted to serve.
He wanted to serve,
You know, in the...
he did.
In one of the theaters, but they insisted.
1963, the flight of Faith 7, Gordon Cooper is launched into space aboard Faith 7, the longest space mission to that date. We were talking about Pink Floyd yesterday, 53 years ago in 1971. Listen to this. Pink Floyd played at the Crystal Palace Bowl in London. They rocked out in front of a large lake, and a number of fish reportedly were killed by loud music.
I don't believe
it. It's hard to believe.
I mean, water does conduct sound, but
if it's too loud, you're too old.
Turn that music down! 1972, Governor George Wallace shot during an outdoor rally in Laurel, Maryland. George Wallace, our governor, of course, at the time, and presidential candidate, shot by 21-year-old Arthur Bremer. Three others wounded. Wallace was permanently paralyzed from the waist down. The next day, while fighting for his life in a hospital, he won a major primary victory in Michigan and Maryland. However, Wallace remained in the hospital for several months, bringing his third presidential campaign.
Here's another shocker for you. He would have carried Illinois, too. He was hugely popular.
How do you win a primary, two primaries the next day, two big primaries the next day after you've been paralyzed and shot? Wow. Now, you know what? We were talking about Norman Lumpkin. I don't know if you've ever heard the name of he was a journalist for WSFA. Norman Lumpkin.
I don't know that name. I'm sorry.
I remember
that
name.
He was...
I probably would easily remember the voice.
He is amazing as far as the history of black journalists. Well, any journalist, actually. But Wallace would not start his press conferences until Norman was there, if Norman was late. That was pretty interesting. Now our song of the day. Not only did it reach number one, but it is the first hit featuring a sitar released this month back in 1966. This is got a really strong hook like this one right here. Rolling Stones, we're going to paint it black. So the opening theme song of a show called Tour of Duty that ran for a few years. 1973, Playgirl hits the newsstands for the first time. 14 years ago, 2010, Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail around the world without assistance. She was only 16 years old. 6 years ago, 2018, you remember Laurel versus Yanni? The disagreement over what we heard in the audio file?
Laurel versus Yanni.
Yanni. 2019, Alabama passes a law banning abortion in almost all cases, including rape or incest. Now we have birthdays. Ann Murray, not the singer, but this is a tennis player, is 37. Emmett Zappa, the son of Frank, is 50 today. Emmett Smith, retired Dallas Cowboys legend, is 55. Dan Patrick, former ESPN sports guy, and now he's got his own radio show, he's 68. George Brett is 71. Madeleine Albright would have been 87, former Secretary of State. A famous on-the-air stage announcer at Woodstock, Wavy Gravy, dead or alive?
I think Wavy is alive.
He's alive at 88. His real name is Hugh Romney.
That's kind of ironic.
16 days till hurricane season, 36 days to the summer solstice, 40 days to the 4th of July, football 107, and Thanksgiving 197 days from today. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
I think we have to burp, Jay.
Yeah, I'm good. I burped. I'm all right.
Didn't Wavy Gravy say something like, what we have in mind is breakfast for $500,000? I think he was the guy that did that. Anyway, our forecast today, nice break between storm systems. We had some pretty nice little storms moving through in the middle of the night. Maybe you got one at your house. Mostly sunny today and warm with a high around 85. Mostly clear tonight, comfortable, low 62. Sunny and warm tomorrow, high 88. Clouds increasing late, but we're dry through the evening hours. Risk of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, starts in the wee hours of Friday morning. Showers and storms likely Friday, especially by afternoon and evening. Some strong, possibly severe. We're starting to take a closer look at that. Locally heavy rainfall Friday, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms continue Saturday. Right now this morning, it's mostly clear, looking nice. It's 68 at 646.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Court financial news coming out at 7:30 this morning. Yesterday we had the producer price index come in very hot, 150% higher than they were estimating. So it'll be really interesting to see what the CPI does. That's the consumer price index. That's our inflation number. We always know it's lower than it really is. And in fact, one of the factors they removed from that, Brandt told us this yesterday, coffee is no longer factored in that. And gasoline and stuff like that that's constantly going up, they don't include that.
That's
so
crazy.
It's all a lie. Yeah. The whole thing is a frickin' lie. Anyway, that'll be out at 7:30. Right now, the market is like basically just holding its breath unchanged in the futures, so we'll see how it all plays out. But we'll get analysis from Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Take time in these very uncertain, literally day-to-day financial circumstances we're dealing with, and get a financial planner on your team who can help you protect and grow the money you work so hard to make. Stay ahead of inflation instead of getting sucked into it. 387-0094 is the number to call for Invista Advisors. No high pressure, no big sales pitch, just you, them, and maybe there's a match there for your financial future. 387-0094.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. 356-0237.
An iconic tribute. Chuck E. Cheese Band coming up later.
Well, this morning we're not seeing any issues. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Traffic's light to moderate and building this morning. We did have some rain overnight, but that apparently is not really affecting the roadways. We got some standing water in some places. But everybody's getting where they're going. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Enroll now at Trenum State Community College. Your ticket to success awaits. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has the programs you need. Enroll today at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Primaries in Maryland and West Virginia giving Republicans a boost in their bid to win control of the U.S. Senate. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan claimed the Republican nomination in what will be a marquee race against Democrat Angela Alsobrooks. In West Virginia, Republican Governor Jim Justice capturing the GOP Senate nomination faced Democrat Glenn Elliott in November. President Biden has green-lighted more military aid for Israel, $1 billion worth of additional aid for the Jewish state as it battles Hamas in Gaza. Some high-profile Republicans rallying to former President Trump's side as his New York trial continues. Today, it's a day off for testimony in the Trump trial in New York. More than 120 wildfires are burning in Canada. Those fires fouling the air across parts of the U.S. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 13 points. Nasdaq futures down a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's time again, folks. Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5, Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists will be all over downtown Wetumpka, showing and selling their world-class art, art objects, and culinary delights. This show with 57 artists is one of the largest ever in this area, and the Downtown Artists is a major reason that Wetumpka is fast becoming a cultural arts center. Join us Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5, in downtown Wetumpka for Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists. See Don at his Sawyer Art Studio on Company Street for more information. Wetumpka rocks.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Like the new ES 350, now just $535 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU 24105739999 to assigning 5,000 mile lease. VIN number R513070645272 assigning 10,000 mile lease. With 36 months with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, dock fee. Expires 6/4/24.
At Epicure and Jack's Tavern, every dish and sauce is freshly made in their kitchen, daily. No cans, no shortcuts, just pure, delicious food prepared with love. Experience the difference fresh ingredients make. Join them for a meal that tastes like home.
End your meal on a sweet note with their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino's homemade desserts at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Indulge in unique creations that change daily because every meal deserves a happy ending. Sweet, savory, and everything in between. Experience the dessert delights at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is a trigger warning. What you are about to hear may expose you to new perspectives that could challenge your preconceived notions. Trigger warning. The following may contain attempts at humor that may poke fun at particular groups, individuals, and current events that you take far too seriously. If you find yourself becoming triggered, stick your fingers in your ears and run around in circles going la 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 until there are no more boo-boo words going into your baby ears. This has been a trigger warning.
Time for the Keeping Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Keeping Trashy anchor, Greg Udo. And I've got the receipts to prove it. Ringo says we have Paul McCartney to thank for the abundance of great Beatle music.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit. Playing me drums. While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums, peace and love. Oh, you're almost done in the other room then.
And now here's the real Ringo.
You know, we always thank Paul to this day. Because of Paul, who's the workaholic of our band, we made a lot more records than John and I would have made, say. We'd like to sit round a little more. And then Paul would call, all right, lads, and we'd go in.
You know, and I think Ringo, he didn't... This is just an excerpt from an interview with Dan Rather, of all people.
Oh, is that right?
Why is he working with that habitual liar? But why not credit George Harrison? George Harrison's influence on Ringo was profound. It Don't Come Easy. A lot of Ringo's big hits were George Harrison,
you know,
influenced.
I'm glad you're mentioning George, because he lived in the shadow of McCartney and Lennon, and when you live in that shadow, it's hard to shine. They would give him at least one song on an album.
Yeah,
George.
And the reason they do that, I've said this before, but you know, and I may have mentioned this 40 or 50,000 times over the last 20 years. But I used to work for Styx. And the way you made extra money was through publishing.
Of course,
it wasn't through the sale of records. They got like 3 cents a disc off that.
Yeah,
there was no money there, but.
But George was an excellent, excellent songwriter.
Well, for a while, I thought he may have been the most talented Beatle. But especially when My Sweet Lord came out, I said, wow.
Yeah.
Now that he's...
Oh, you mean he's so fine?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure George Harrison had nothing better to do. So let's see what benign early 60s song I can steal and make my own.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
Here is what different singers... would sound like if they were falling down stairs.
Oh, went down, 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 I fell.
A contest later
now,
kids.
Okay, because I see the list in front of me now. I knew some of them.
You'll have to name four of the people you just heard falling down the stairs.
Oh, okay. That's in the 8 o'clock hour?
8 o'clock hour.
On many of these stations?
For a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Okay.
But only eligible for winners in the markets where there's a Seafood Bistro. That makes us sound so much bigger than we really are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, we have another, and I want to thank one of our great executive virtual producers, Mark Cumbie. This, first of all, it's darn near impossible to get a ball at a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
The odds are like 1 in 30,000. Secondly, it's almost damn near impossible to get two. But what are the odds on getting foul balls on back-to-back pitches? Listen.
I lift the opposite way. MJ Melendez is into the corner, and you talk about a basket catch, and it's true as form. Hot start for that guy out there. The 1-1. Again? This one, a little straightened out, a little bit more. Let's see. Into the corner. What do we got? Jerry, give that man a contract.
Wow.
Yeah.
What game was that, I wonder? Do you have any idea?
It was Mariners. It was the Mariners.
Okay.
Game.
All right.
Back-to-back pitches. The same guy catches the ball.
Amazing.
They should let him throw out the first pitch tomorrow because he's going to be a national celebrity.
Yeah.
And the second pitch, though, it slipped through his hands, but he caught it in his belly. In his belly. He sees the ball coming.